Hi, my name is Chloe Langer. I blog over at Old Fashioned Girl and podcast on the Letters to Women podcast. Today, as part of the NFP Summit, we're going to be talking about how charting your fertility may be the best self-care you can give yourself. My senior year of college was an awful year for self-care. I didn't eat for sometimes 12 hours or more. I had a horrible body image and self-esteem thoughts. And there were so many nights that I went to bed way after midnight, but still got up at 6 a.m. I was overcommitted to so many things in my attempts to enjoy every minute of my last year of college, and my crazy schedule showed it. My health took a turn for the worst, and I lost over 10 pounds just from stress and awful eating habits. But I don't think I'm alone in the struggle for self-care. I visited with so many women who admit that caring for themselves is not a very high priority on their to-do lists. As women, we are so good at taking care of others and investing in them and recognizing their worth and dignity, but this is often done to the detriment of our own spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional health. And as easy as it is to recognize that another person that we're taking care of or that we love is beloved, it is easy to forget our own belovedness. Okay, so we've now acknowledged that we have a problem. So how can we get better at self-care? First, I think we have to dig into the word self-care. It's kind of become a buzzword in today's society, and based on the ads that you see on Facebook or emails from marketing companies that may pop up in your email inbox, self-care seems to be incredibly commercialized. Self-care seems to be just a glass of wine, some chocolate, and a spa day. And while I have never been on a spa day, I think they sound fantastic, and I have definitely had my share of wine and chocolate, and they are very relaxing. But that's not the extent of self-care. I think the answer for holistic self-care may be unexpected, but I think that becoming aware of our fertility through fertility awareness-based methods or natural family planning is actually one of the best self-care habits that women can form, and is a solution that I can personally attest to in my own life. By tracking my signs of fertility, I was able to see other areas and causes of stress and see how those were physically affecting my body. When I started charting my fertility with the Creighton model system during my husband Joseph and I's engagement, I began to notice patterns as well as the effects of my unhealthy habits. The stress that I was going through because I spread myself way too thin by being involved in everything at school and finishing a senior thesis caused longer and delayed cycles. Is that something you're experiencing? Does it sound familiar to you too? Here are three ways that charting your cycle can help you become better at self-care. The first reason is that charting your fertility can give you key insights into just how much stress affects your health. Dr. Thomas Hilgers writes in the Creighton Model Fertility Care System Handbook, and he says, quote, "Stress has an enormous impact on the ovulation and menstrual cycles. The stress may be physical or emotional, and it may be acute or chronic. A variety of different patterns can be observed in women who are under stress." He writes that first of all, one can have the delayed appearance of a cycle and delay observations of a peak day when an acute stress occurs right around the time one would be ovulating. In effect, the ovulation is suppressed and delayed, and the cycle is delayed with it. And that's the end of his quote. But your fertility cycles aren't just delayed due to stress. When you're under stress, your fertility itself can be impaired. You may be ovulating less than what's considered normal in women's health. In an October 2016 study that was published by the Journal of American College of Epidemiology, results found that women who experience high levels of stress will ovulate 20% less than women whose stress levels are lower. And that's not the only research on how stress can mess with healthy fertility. In a study that was published in January of 2005 in the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, they found that the changes that stress can bring to a woman's fertility are so serious that they called it a stress-induced reproductive dysfunction. A stress-induced reproductive dysfunction, that's pretty serious. When I was in college, I was so tuned out to my own body that I didn't even realize that I was stressed. But when I started tracking my cycles and noticing all of the irregularities, I slowly became more aware of what I was putting my body through due to the stress that I was under. Sometimes even having a written record of your fertility can reveal small hints that something could be up. Is your writing on your NFP chart sloppy or rushed and hard to read one day? That could be indicative of something deeper. Having a physical record makes it easy to go back and pinpoint a day that things started to go downhill, which can help you get to the bottom of what is causing your stress. The second reason is that charting your fertility helps you know about your whole body and how to care for it. When we tackle self-care, there are so many aspects of that journey to look at. On my road to recovery, it involved setting alarms on my phone to remind me to take time to eat. It also meant getting outside and enjoying the sunshine, making time for more frequent trips to the gym. When I was committed to caring for myself more, I also knew that my fertility was an important part of my health that I needed to learn about. As a woman, your fertility cycle is just as much of an integral part as your body as any other aspect of physical health. I got outside to boost the levels of serotonin in my brain. I went to the gym to work out to strengthen my muscles. I charted my cycle to become more aware of my fertility health. You are a whole person, mind, soul, heart, and body. And by tracking your fertility through a variety of methods, I was able to see how intertwined all of those systems are. When I was stressed, I stopped eating. When I stopped eating, I started to become weak and shaky. I was tired all the time. And all of those effects of hunger and bad nutrition choices played a role in my cycle. Until I started keeping track of my fertility through charting, I didn't understand the bigger picture of how my poor self-care habits were impacting every part of me, including my fertility. The third and final reason is that charting your fertility can alert you to deeper health problems more than just to regular cycles or bad PMS. Charting your cycles and having an instructor spot issues could lead to early and quicker diagnosis of a variety of health issues, including endometriosis, a diagnosis of infertility, looking at the risk of a miscarriage, low progesterone, hormonal dysfunctions, abnormal ovulation, infrequent ovulation, inflammation of the cervix, and cervix infections, just to name a few. Most of those issues can be discovered just by an instructor noticing that you have irregular bleeding, heavy periods, long mucus cycles, long cycles, or short post-peak phases. If you're planning on having littles in the future, you can find out about those and address these issues before they even cause larger problems. And regardless of your relationship status, yes, you can even chart when you're not dating as a single lady. Charting can tip you off to deeper issues or explanations on issues like why you're suffering from awful premenstrual cramps, or you have heavy periods, or you're experiencing irregular cycles, and all of those without having to take tests, but just simply charting your fertility to begin with. Okay, so what now? Are you interested in learning about how to chart your fertility? It doesn't matter if you're a single lady and you want to cue the Beyoncé music, if you're dating, whether you're engaged, maybe you're married, each of those stages of life deserve a holistic approach to self-care and fertility health. The Creighton model, the symptothermal method, the Marquette method, those are all different approaches to charting your fertility. And there are other methods that are available too. Each method has different ways to chart and track, observing your fertility and your cycles as a woman. There are also some great new articles on how fertility is tied in with self-care, and so many experts are available to answer your questions. This is the NFP Summit, and I'm Chloe Langer.